USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A new British study shows that those infected with the Delta variant of the coronavirus are twice as likely to be hospitalized than someone struck by the Alpha variant. The study analyzed more than 40,000 infections, with less than 2% of those coming in people who were fully vaccinated. Dr. Stanley Perlman is a professor of microbiology and immunology at the University of Iowa and tells CBS News that while the movement of the Delta variant has been hard to predict, health officials know that vaccinations are the best way to fight it.
In other countries, the Delta variant, which is the one that's sweeping across the U.S., actually stopped spreading after a period of time for reasons that we don't understand in other countries such as India. So we don't really understand all the dynamics of the virus, but what we do know is that this one is more contagious, and because of that, people have to be just more careful doing all the things that will prevent theirs getting sick.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Thousands of Afghan evacuees have begun arriving in the U.S., with thousands more being sent to military facilities in Bahrain, Germany, Kuwait, and Qatar to await processing. Former Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says that it's the speedy vetting of that group of evacuees that has him worried. He tells Newsmax TV that the U.S. forces in Kabul are trying to get people out fast, which doesn't give them enough time to complete thorough screening.
Their mission is to put people on planes as fast as they can. I've been in government for a long time. I've been in operations where the goal was to do something fast, and I guarantee you when you do that, something falls through the cracks. I don't think we should be doing that in this situation when we're actually taking people from a complete failed terrorist state that is an operating base for terrorists. Look, something is going to fall through the cracks when your goal is to do it fast. I have not heard one thing that gives me confidence that they're doing the vetting process. Hey, look, and right now what they're doing is, hey, we're just going to dump them in America and then we'll figure it out from there. That's not the right way to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tons of Italian-style meats are being recalled for possible salmonella contamination. Wendy King reports.
The CDC has identified a brand of Italian meats linked to a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The agency said the illnesses were linked to Fratelli Beretta brand prepackaged uncured antipasto trays with the best-by dates on or before February 11, 2022. Fratelli Beretta brand products are sold nationwide in vacuum-sealed plastic packages. A total of 36 people across 17 states fell ill and 12 were hospitalized in outbreaks of two strains of salmonella. The CDC recommended that consumers throw away the affected products and other prepackaged Italian-style meats if they're unsure of the brand. They also suggested that consumers wash any items, containers, and surfaces that may have touched the products using hot soapy water or a dishwasher. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the college football season kicked off Saturday with a handful of games. The Brett Bielema era at Illinois began with a 30-22 win over Nebraska. Artur Satowski threw for a pair of scores as the Illini started Big Ten play with a win for the first time since 2015. Fresno State routed UConn 45-0. Bulldogs quarterback Jake Haner threw for 331 yards and three scores. And UCLA handled Hawaii 44-10. Zach Charbonnet rushed for 106 yards and three touchdowns in the Bruins' win. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.